The one and only vice presidential debate scheduled for tomorrow night in St. Louis amid incredible expectations. But what can we expect from running mates? Catherine Seeley of the New York Times reviewed tapes of past debate performances of Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Sarah Palin and wrote a full-page story about it in today's editions of the New York Times. She joins us now from her office in New York. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thank you, Neil.
And you wrote that you would think that Biden would seem to have a big advantage over Palin, given that he's actually debated many times on the national stage.
That's exactly right. And I think a lot of people saw a very accomplished, very knowledgeable debater in Joe Biden. But they also saw someone who I think could be kind of overbearing at times, who would push a point and maybe not quite know where to stop. There are a couple of examples of this. He probably the one everyone remembers is when, he referred to Giuliani as his debating style, as all he does is use a noun, a verb, and 9/11, and that was a huge that got a huge laugh in the audience. But then Biden went on to milk it for 43 more seconds. And the question he had been asked was about Hillary Clinton, actually. It was not about Rudy Giuliani. So I think he's just someone who he's innately a sort of exuberant kind of person. And he'll need to really contain himself, I think, in this debate.
And few of us have seen Sarah Palin debate anybody.
That was very interesting because all we've seen really are these interviews with CBS and ABC, and she didn't really come across too well in those. She was very hesitant and didn't know some sort of basic things. In these debates in Alaska, she was running for governor in 2006, and there were almost two dozen debates for the general election and several in the primaries. And she actually demonstrated quite a command of the facts on certain subjects. Oil and gas development was probably the most important issue, and she actually knew what she was talking about on that subject. But you get her into health care, you get her into something that she's not familiar with, and she would fall back on generalities. And instead of answering with specifics, her tendency is to say, you know, I have a positive approach about this. I'm upbeat. I believe in hard work kind of thing.
Did her background as a broadcaster come through? Did she perform effectively?
I think she's friends with the camera, yes. I think she's very comfortable with the camera. She speaks directly into it, and she uses it to her advantage.
And but we just have an email question, by the way, that came in earlier from Eric in Ohio. I was recently told the VP candidates are given debate questions ahead of time to study and come up with their answers. Is this true? If so, why should the debate even matter? This bothers me greatly.
Well, I don't know where Eric learned that. But that is totally not my experience at all. In fact, we heard Jim Lehrer the other night in the presidential debate say that he and only he had made up the questions and he'd discussed them with no one. And it would astound me if Gwen Ifill gave them the questions in advance. I think that maybe is one of those things on the internet that get snowballs and people get carried away with, but that totally doesn't happen.
And are they prepping
in these debates?
In these debates. And are they prepping with the sort of mock debates?
Oh, yeah. Interestingly, Joe Biden is debating with another woman governor, Jennifer Granholm from Michigan, who also incidentally who is from Canada. Right next to Alaska. You could probably see Canada from Alaska. And she's got a little bit of that upper Midwestern accent that Sarah Palin has, although you don't find too many people with that. It's interesting, the subject of her of her accent. A lot of people have been discussing it, people in Alaska, because they don't really know where it came from. Her family doesn't speak, you know, with those particularly round O's and that that distinctive style. But in any case, Jennifer Granholm is playing Sarah Palin for Joe Biden. And I think what they're doing with Sarah Palin, you know, they've taken her out to John McCain's ranch in Sedona. And I've talked with her, the guy who prepared her for her debates as governor, and he said the main thing you need to do with her is create peace around her. Take away her cell phone, take away her BlackBerry.
And I suspect they've done all those things. Kit Seeley, thanks very much for your time today.
Okay.
Catherine Seeley, political reporter for The New York Times. She's put together a video looking at the debate styles of both Palin and Biden. You can find a link to it on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.